This is JIS News. Coming up, Health Ministry implementing measures ahead of Zika virus. Pika to introduce two new services on May 26. And Jamaica Fire Brigade urges persons to get permit for public events. The news in detail after this message.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. The Ministry of Health has scaled up its vector control activities across the island to reduce the breeding of the Aedes aegypti mosquito, which transmits the Zika virus. This follows a warning issued by the Pan American Health Organization regarding an outbreak of the virus in Brazil and the potential for it to spread to other countries. Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Marion Bullock-Decass says teams from the Public Health Department will go into communities to identify and destroy breeding sites, as well as to carry out fogging.
We will also be ensuring that we work with all the various groups and we continue public education so persons can remember that this mosquito, the Aedes aegypti, it breeds mainly in water that settles in and around homes, schools, workplaces, business places, in general where people live or congregate. So we want this to be a comprehensive effort involving all of society to ensure that we can reduce the vector that transmits this virus in case there's an introduction of the virus into the country.
Dr. Decass was speaking in a recent interview with JIS News. The Zika virus is similar to dengue. Symptoms include fever, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis, headache, weakness, rash, and swelling of the lower limbs. The Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, PICA, will be introducing two new services effective May 26. Chief Executive Officer of PICA, Jennifer McDonald, says the same day and expedited services will complement the next day, 3-day, 11-day, 14-day and regular 7-day services which the agency currently provides. The PICA head says for the same day service, which will be introduced at the agency's headquarters, persons are required to drop off their documents by 10 a.m. and pick up their passports between 3 and 4 p.m. The expedited services will be introduced at PICA's outposts in Mandeville, Montego Bay, Maypen, Portmore, and St. Anne's Bay. Ms. McDonald says currently the turnaround time at the agency's outposts are 11 and 14 days. Persons are being reminded that they must first obtain a permit from the Jamaica Fire Brigade prior to the holding of any public gathering, especially those that will require the use of naked flames. Speaking with JIS News earlier today, Public Relations Officer JFB Emilio Ibanks said a naked flame is used to provide lift to sky lanterns or hot air balloons, which are increasingly being featured at events. Mr. Ibanks says naked flames pose a threat to both life and property, pointing out that just last week, the JFB received reports of three sky lanterns landing on the properties of Petrojam.
Everybody would realize right away the kind of danger that this poses to life and property. So persons must understand any kind of public gathering, you must seek a permit from the Jamaica Fire Brigade.
Mr. Ibanks is encouraging persons to visit any fire station islandwide or call the Fire Prevention Department of the JFB at 922-2523 for more information on obtaining a permit for public gatherings. And Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites is urging students of the Barrettown All-Age School to remain focused as they strive to overcome their recent tragedy. Reverend Thwaites, who visited the St. James School recently, also offered encouragement to students preparing for the Grade 4 Literacy and Numeracy Tests and the Alternative Secondary Transitional Education Program A-STEP, as well as those awaiting their Grade 6 Achievement Test GSAT results. His visit followed the March 30 stabbing death of 12-year-old student Shaim Lewis.
I was very proud of you students because you supported his family along with the teachers and the parents when he died. It was a sad time. Shouldn't have happened, and we don't all run away and get frightened when difficult things happen. We rally around each other and we stand together.
That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.